second episode of the Entrepreneur Success Formula podcast, where we'll be getting down to earth with real entrepreneurs who work hard and know that success is more than a mindset. It takes blood, guts, and a bucket full of luck to survive and thrive in the world of business today. And in this second episode, I'm speaking to the first ever male guest on the show, Richard Abrams, who is the Chief Inspirational Officer at TLC Expert, inspiring people and businesses to take action, and who is the author of Fire Free Workday and Your Pocket Full of Inspiration, and the creator of the 90-Day Leadership Challenge. So, Richard, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
That's my pleasure. I love your TLC behind you. For anyone watching on YouTube, there's a big TLC behind Richard's head. It looks really good.
Yeah, it's not tender, loving care, though.
Absolutely. What does it stand for? You tell me.
It's training, learning, and coaching. It's our approach. It's a different approach to doing personal development, people development. You know, people go in the training room, they have a great time, but actually when they leave the training room, nothing really changes. And when people, and we're going to go out there in the market and promote this TLC approach where they do training, additional learning, and have one-to-one coaching. And so far, everyone is getting success every time.
Fantastic. That sounds great. So we have a series of questions that are the same for every entrepreneur, and you've already seen them, so you've already been prepped. And so I'd like to start off with question number one, which is, how did you get your first customer?
Well, I kind of split that down into two things. I mean, from TLC perspective, what we did through email marketing, we offered a complimentary 90-minute workshop. And we went into the company, delivered the workshop. That particular one was on the key to successful leadership, did it in our TLC way. So not only did they get the complimentary workshop, we got them for the next 2 weeks doing this additional learning. Plus, we then also gave them some free one-to-one coaching. And so they really got to understand our approach is not about the training. It's about the results. And that led to conversations that led to work. Simple as that.
Fantastic. So, was it a big customer? Was it a big SME or was it a smaller business? Tell me.
Medium, sort of. They got about 100 employees.
Okay, so not too bad.
Not a bad start for a first employee. So yeah.
Not a bad start at all. Yeah, absolutely. So you said you used email marketing.
Yeah.
To get to them, what sort of thing were you sending out to them then?
So I was sending out some leadership. I don't know what we'd call it, some guides. So different tips and tactics about leadership, about productivity. And down the right-hand side, I put a number of different complimentary offers. And so one is about the key to successful leadership. One could be around team building, communicating. And they chose the key to successful leadership. And that's how we got in there with them.
Fantastic. Now, I know there's a lot of, the reason we do this podcast is because we want to get, you know, real life stories from real life entrepreneurs, not the ones who are making 7 and 8 figures, so they say. So this is about real advice. And I know, you know, I was working with a company yesterday and they were talking about, I told them about there's 7 touch points. You will have 7 touch points before your brand even gets noticed, let alone getting any feedback, let alone getting any responses. So how many emails were you sending out to how many people, and what did it feel like when you were continually getting the knockbacks or nothing at all, even worse?
So, yeah, I send out to a database of about 12,000 people, and you're quite right. You get very little response. But the what I learned was last year it was very sporadic. I better send out an email. I haven't sent out an email out to my list, and I send an email and just wasn't getting any traction. This year I've done it completely differently, where every week I'm sending out without fail. Every week there's an email going out, and that email consists of the first part is all about them and what they can learn. The second part is all about something they can download for free that will help them with what they're learning. And then to one side are my complimentary offers, and now also the journal, the daily journal that we're promoting. And that has had the biggest impact. You know, I've done more, I've created more opportunities in the first 3 months of this year than I did most probably in the whole of last year, just by that approach now.
That's brilliant. That's consistency in practice there, people. Okay, question number two. What has been the biggest mental challenge you've had to overcome as an entrepreneur? I think you might just covered it, actually.
well, one is you become the CEO of everything. You're the CEO of making tea, you're the CEO of your marketing, your finance. But I think the biggest mental challenge has been the loneliness. You're on your own most of the time. And, you know, when you've been in around, when I'm out training, it's great. I'm there in front of people. But when I'm in the office, I'm generally on my own. And it can get lonely. And that's something that you have to overcome and find ways around that. And I hope I'm getting there now. I connect with a lot of people and have conversations with them. And that keeps, that breaks up my day. So I've got a productivity side of my day, but also a day, you know, connected with people and learning from them.
I think that's a really important point. And again, for people listening and watching, who are mainly going to be entrepreneurs and business owners, who are probably a lot of people on their own. Having consistency, we talked about consistency in your marketing is one thing. For me, it's having consistency in how you manage your time as well.
Yeah.
That's really important.
And that's the reason why I became an author of the book, The Fire-Free Workday, which is 30 Time Management and Productivity Tips. It's purely because I wasn't great at managing my time. I knew how to teach people it. So I actually wrote a book on it. And interestingly, I was training up in Nottingham yesterday on some presentation training. And at bang at 10 o'clock, we started. And I did my little introduction. And I said to them that, you know, the good news is I'm the author of this book, pulled up the book, The Fire-Free Workday. And I said it's about time management and productivity. So one thing you know about me, this session finishes at 4 o'clock and we will finish at 4 o'clock. And then just as I was winding up the day, I said, I've got 15 seconds left. Has anyone got any other question? And someone said, you really are a man of time. And yeah, we finished bang. I literally watched the clock go bang on 4 o'clock. And that's how I run all my training sessions. So yeah, you've got to be very productive in that way.
Brilliant. Whereabouts are you based, by the way?
London. So well, out from Potters Bar, but we'll travel anywhere.
Okay, cool. Right. So question number three, if you had to start over again from scratch, what one thing would you do differently?
I suppose it's really about building a support team. A team of people that, because you become the CEO of everything, and my skill set is in creativity and training. It's not in marketing, it's not in sales, it's not in the finance side of it, but you need a support team that can help you. Now, you don't necessarily have to have them as employees. So I've now got a good selection of people that I can go to for advice. They're in their own businesses doing their own things as well. But I didn't have that at the beginning. I just said, hey, I'm going to start a business. Off I go. And all of a sudden you realize that you become just overwhelmed with everything that you've got to do. And the things that you're really good at, you don't do enough of. And the things that you're not that good at, you struggle to do. So having that team, whether or not you can get them on as employees, that's, you know, down the line, that's great. And basically I've got my whole board set up for when I'm ready. I know all the people that will sit on the TLC board when we've grown to that size, because they're the people that I'm working with now. But at the beginning, I didn't have them.
Do you know what's really funny is we're recording this before the first episode with Ann Coppins has actually gone out. Purely because I wanted to get a backlog of
interviews
so that I could read them weekly. And in the answer to that question for her was exactly the same.
Yeah.
Interesting. And there's no way you could have heard that because obviously I haven't been really.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, question number four. What's the one piece of advice you would give to a young entrepreneur starting out today in the current climate? So it's kind of relevant to the current climate.
Yeah. Now, I struggle with this one because I came up with five. And it was like, okay,
how can I really
break that down? I mean, in simple form, begin with the end in mind, the great Stephen Covey quote. You've got to know where you're going, but you've also got to be willing to change. I always knew where I wanted to go, but I'm changing constantly to evolve to the right market. But I suppose the biggest piece of advice that I would give is the chances are you're going to fail many times before you succeed. And in doing so, you've just got to remain focused, you've got to remain disciplined, and you've got to remain consistent. And again, that's what I lacked at the beginning, was the real focus. I kind of knew where I wanted to go. I had that big picture. I was disciplined. I get up every morning. You know, I come into my office. I'm there, you know, at 7:30, 8 o'clock. I'm here till 6. You know, if I'm out training, I'm out training. the key, I suppose, I wasn't consistent in my approach, especially my marketing. And that's the thing that I'm switching around this year. So yeah, I think that's the big one that I would give. There's still a few other ones in there.
That's brilliant. And so what was the best piece of advice ever given to you by someone else? And if you can name them, even better.
Naming them, I'm trying to think. I've heard it from many different people, but I think maybe John Lee Dumas from the Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast. Yep. I was listening to that, and he was talking about narrowing your niche. And because in my world, you know, the personal development, the people development, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, what business you're in, I can help you. We can run presentation courses, we can run communication, we can run leadership. And it's what we teach is fitting for every single business. But actually, the narrowing down and niching it to a certain sector is most probably the biggest piece of advice. I haven't yet mastered it because it's a real struggle for me to actually say, well, we're going to work on the finance industry and ignore all the others, because I'm getting, you know, the emails that I get come from all different industries. I was with housing, yesterday. I'm with a retailer next week. You know, so it is hard to niche, but what I've done is for my journal, I've niched it down to leaders. It's not for everyone, it's for leaders. It's specifically for leaders to be better. So in some ways I'm learning to niche, but it's a great piece of advice and it's what I would give everyone else, but it's also quite hard to follow.
Yeah, I like that. That's brilliant. Yeah. Okay, so question six. Oh, I've got to tell you this. There's a my girlfriend Donna. She told me about this new bit of Cockney rhyming slang, rhyming slang, which is if you're having a Teresa, means a terrible day. I'm having a Teresa, mate.
Yeah, I love that one. Yeah, and you know what? You know, whenever we're doing negotiation training, you know, I always say she's got the hardest job in the world. And when you look at, and we're not going to get into Brexit, I'm sure we don't want to get into Brexit, but it's just an impossible task. And it doesn't matter who's there. I don't think anyone could do it any better. It is one of those awful things
that's going on. Yeah. So that leads me nicely onto question number six, which is, if you were in charge of UK business right now, what legislation would you introduce specifically to help entrepreneurs?
So I suppose it would be about the ease of getting started and, you know, maybe providing channels for better financing for getting investment. Maybe if I look back, maybe I could have gone a lot further with investment, but actually I think I'm in a better place now to seek investment if that's where I want to go. But maybe giving tax benefits so that people who want to get started, who've got an idea, who need a bit of investment, you know, the investors are going to be more than happy to actually help them. Or I suppose the other one that I was thinking about was about creating like an entrepreneur's hub where you get a free office for a year, your first year. When you say I'm an entrepreneur, I've set up in business, they set you up in this office hub where you're there with like-minded people for the first year. So it's like graduating classes every September, you take in a new intake. Maybe that's, I'm not great on the legislation side of it. But they're the two sort of things that come to mind.
I think there's some couple of really good ideas there, actually. They're really good. Yeah, brilliant. And the final question is, the final question is, what are your plans for the future?
So the plan, really, the big plan is to revolutionise the way people go around learning and development. The whole turning up to training is just, it just doesn't work. But I honestly believe most probably every single training company delivers great content. But what they do is at the end of the day, you get people to fill out an evaluation form that just says they love the training. It tells you how they feel. It might tell you how they think, the things they're going to do. But what it very rarely does, it tells you how they're going to act. And the training companies hand that evaluation form back to the company and say, hey, what a great job we've done. But the company then doesn't see any change and they start asking why. And this is how TLC was born. We kind of started with the end in mind. What do companies want? They want results. So what do? They put people on training and they don't get results. Why aren't they getting results? Well, because when they go back to work, they're so engrossed in catching up with the hundreds of emails they've missed that they just get, they forget what they've learned. So within whatever it is, 3 days, a week, they can't even remember what they were taught. And they needed someone to coach them through that process. And so that's how the coaching side of TLC came up, because your manager could do it, but they're too busy as well. You need someone outside. It's like going to the gym. You need a fitness trainer to push you. You can have your own discipline to do it, but it's really good if you've got someone pushing you. And then I thought, well, also, what else do you need? You need to constantly be learning. It's one of my values that we live by. So we want to find a way that people can learn. And let's make it simple, just 12 minutes a day of learning. And that's where the journal sort of came from. That's where you can capture all your learning. So we had this coaching, the learning and the training. And one day, I looked at it and it was TCL. And one day it was just that light bulb, TLC, everyone's heard of it, tender, loving care. But it's not, it's training, learning, coaching. So the goal now is to really revolutionize the market by demonstrating how this works. And the other side of things that we're going to be doing is really turning all our resources that we've got into products, whether they're online products or physical products, like the journal, like an online program we're just creating, just to make sure that we can reach a larger market, because we've got the technology now to be everywhere in the world. And, you know, yesterday I was in a training room with, you know, 5 people, whereas I could have actually been helping 500 people with this same content and the same use of my time. So it's about revolutionizing, but also thinking about the bigger future of what the industry really needs is some great content, you know, being delivered in a great way.
Fantastic. Well, as you haven't heard the first episode, you probably don't know that every guest on my show receives a complimentary copy of my online course by the same name, The Entrepreneur Success Formula, worth $295. So there you go. You can start to...
Brilliant. Yeah, I'm up for that.
That's absolutely my pleasure. Richard, it's been great having you on the show. Where can people get hold of you? What's your contact details?
So I'm a personal kind of guy, you know, I give out my email. It's richard@tlc.expert. You know, that's contact me via email and we'll have a telephone conversation straight away. I'll even go one further. I'll give out my mobile phone number, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
It's 07906-297-792. The reason why I don't give you the office phone number is because it's about connecting with you. So I'm giving you, that is my personal phone number. So, whether or not I ended up getting lots of people calling me, that, you know, that doesn't matter. I always wanted to give out. And I learned that from a guy called Lee Cockrell. He's the guy who used to run Disney. And he gives out his personal number to everyone. And he loves those conversations. And that's, you know, that's something that I want to follow as well. If you want the journal, 90days.expert is where you can get the journal. And very soon you'll see the new TLC website at tlc.expert as well.
Fantastic. Richard's been great having you as the first ever male on the Entrepreneur Success Formula, the real show. Thank you very much for taking the time to briefly delve into the real lives of real entrepreneurs. Can I ask you, the listener and the viewers, to share this podcast or the YouTube video with anyone who you think would like it and who works hard like us? And like us on YouTube and on iTunes, because we're going out on both. And make sure you hit the subscribe button to get the next episode. These are 20-minute sound bites of real entrepreneurs, real lives, real business. And if you'd like to take part in the show, please drop me an email at damien@rethinkingbusiness.biz, which is B-I-Z, and we can have a chat and set that up. And as I said, every guest on the show gets a complimentary copy of my online course by the same name. So here's to your success and see you all soon. Cheers, Richard. Thank you.
Thank you.